Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and satellite. Now, I am broadcasting to you from AM 860 and AM 930 The Answer. Those are my flagship stations. One's in Tampa, one's in Sarasota. And a special shout-out, as always, goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our police, our hospital, and ER workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, I also want to remind everybody out there that we appreciate everybody that's working on the Third Watch. And thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, that includes our over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel drivers, men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as the ones going down into southwest Florida to deliver much-needed supplies for the hurricane victims down there. And, of course, Felix and the gang with the Bulk Mail Center, hauling the mail. Appreciate you guys so much. Our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, diesel, and jet fuel, as well as our Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon truck drivers. And thanks so much for you guys listening and tuning in. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Truth Social. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America, Captain with an S on the end of it, America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and check out the website and all the stuff that we have there for you. All right, well, joining us on the telephone line from California, it's none other than I almost said the wrong thing. It's none other than Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Mr. Professor!
Thank you, Captain.
You know what I was going to say.
I know.
Yeah. I caught myself real quick. All right. Well, Mr. Professor, sir, let me say goodbye to the gang for a minute. Bye, guys. Okay, it's 73 degrees on the porch. Looking good. Clear skies. It's going to be a great night here in town, and the fish are biting. Are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, we always emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, there's been some interesting switching around here of some poll numbers in the last few days. One of them is in Pennsylvania. And suddenly Herschel Walker suddenly has a 3 percentage point lead in Georgia over the Reverend Warnock. Matter of fact, I was going to do the Rush Limbaugh thing. Let me do it because I've been practicing it. Here we go. The Reverend Warnock.
Okay. Yeah, right.
So there you go. So he's got a 3-point lead over him. And we've got Dr. Oz, who suddenly is polled even and in a couple of polls is ahead of Fetternick, Pencil Neck, Swollen Neck, whatever you want to call him. And that's a good thing because I don't want to see his wife as a senator because we heard that mentioned by Joe Biden. Oh, you're going to make a wonderful senator. Right?
Right, yeah. He said you'll make a great lady in the Senate.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. I mean, is he clairvoyant or what's the deal there?
I don't know, but I'm going to go to the phone here. We got a caller on the line. Okay, Mr. Mike, part-time, want to be full-time mayor of Clearwater, but you don't know if you can get on the ballot. Go for it.
How you doing, Captain? How you doing, Kyle? It's been a sad, sad turn of events. I don't advocate violence, but whoever this man is that broke into Nancy Pelosi's home, that is not the way to do it. It's interesting they haven't said whether the gentleman was a right-wing nut job, but I suspect he is. And as much as I detest Nancy Pelosi, I don't want any harm to come to her. I hope the husband is able to recover in a very speedy fashion. And I want everybody to know that is never, ever a way to handle differences. You don't break into people's home. You don't hurt people. And this has to stop because it's you know, we're not supposed, Republican or Democrat, we can talk our differences out. When you start hurting people, you're no different than a caveman or something that's less than human. So what do you have to say, Kyle? Thank you so much.
Well, I have a problem with this situation to begin with, Kyle. You want to hear it?
Sure.
Nancy Pelosi has security, right?
That's right. She's in Washington.
She's the Speaker of the House, and she has security.
That's right.
Now, that security is also afforded to the family. It's supposed to be anyway. Why do you suppose the husband did not have security around him when he should have?
That's a very good question. Yeah, I don't think we know the answer to that at this point.
Well, I think we need to find out because it's not the first time that she's been threatened. And this was a threat made against her, according to what we were told when the guy broke into the house. He was looking for Nancy, and he did not believe that she wasn't there. And that's when he attacked the husband. And when the police showed up, they were struggling. Both of them had their hands on the hammer. And I guess Mr. Pelosi, Paul Pelosi, broke off the engagement, and then the guy started swinging a hammer and belted him a few times, and that's when the cops jumped in and grabbed him. So he's lucky he didn't get shot. That's assault with a deadly weapon, I might add. All right, Kyle, hold that thought. We're coming back with more, and we'll let Kyle get into a little bit more. He probably has some more to say about it. But I shall return. Don't go nowhere, no how, because we got lots of stuff going on tonight in the great United States of America.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together.
people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thank you very much, Kyle. Before I get back to Kyle, I want to remind you that this segment of the program is brought to you by Mike Lindell, and he, of course, is the inventor of MyPillow. You heard me talk about Mike Lindell on numerous occasions and how his pillow has given me a good night's sleep. Also, many tens of thousands of other people that have bought that pillow because of the show. Now, he continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest happens to be on the towel set. Now, towels aren't something that you think about often, and I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. Now, you've helped to build MyPillow into an incredible company that it is today. And, of course, I've trusted Mike Lindell to give myself a great night's sleep. But now Mike is changing the game with the manufacturer of his six-piece towel set. Now, this set is made with USA cotton, making it extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. The set comes with two big bath towels, and I mean big. I'm a big guy, and that those bath towels will go around me quite nicely, thank you. Also, two hand towels and two washcloths, typically retailing for $89.98. But for a limited time, you can get this set for the low price of $39.98 with the promo code CAPTAIN. All you got to do is go to the website, MyPillow.com, and remember, all of the MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Or you can give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459 for more details. Remember, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page to get this insanely low price of $39.98 and save $50 on the six-piece towel set. You'll find deep discounts on other MyPillow products there as well. Enter the promo code CAPTAIN or give them a call at 800-641-5459. 5459 for these great radio specials that can be found on MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials box that's right there on the home page. All right, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. You got your towels?
I do have the towel set, as a matter of fact. We love them, and we highly recommend them, absolutely.
Yep, and yep. And I covered all the yeps. Now, early voting has started around the country, right?
Yes, that's right, yes.
And we are noticing a trend right now amongst the early voting. The younger voters are not voting the way they were a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that's very interesting. It could also be very telling. Are they losing interest, or are they simply waiting to vote? We'll have to find out.
I think a fair amount of them have lost interest because of the fact that there's been so much negativity and so many different things. Every time you turn around about the integrity of the vote and this, that, and the other. And I just think that they've had it, some of them, to the point to where they're not interested because the young folks' attention span is usually not good for more than a couple of hours or whatnot, as you well know.
Well, you know, younger voters have always had kind of an issue of, you know, actually going out to vote, even before it was, there were all these different ways that you could go vote. But also, Captain, I think that there is some of the apathy that's there, especially with the idea sometimes, hey, if I voted, it's not going to make a big difference. But we have something to say about that, don't we, Captain? And that is, voting actually does make a big difference. In fact, we wouldn't be in the issues, having the issues that we are right now if the vote had gone a different way,
yep.
Let's say. But this particular vote and these midterms are incredibly important, and if you want to change things, you want to get things back to where the opportunity is there, all the great things that America has to offer, it's time to go vote.
Now, yesterday we were 11 days away from the election day, from voting day. Now we're 10 days away, right?
Right.
And by Monday, we'll be 9 days away, right?
Yes.
Actually, we'll be 8 days away on Monday.
Eight days a week.
Oh, never mind. But it's getting closer and closer and closer. And the Republicans now have a 7-point lead in the generic vote to recapture Congress. They're up by 7 points.
Yeah, and it's not surprising, given what we see happening around us and given the state of affairs. You know, Captain, I perchance to think that if we had a president who projected strength, who projected vitality, who projected the idea that they were, you know, there with their hand on the tiller and this kind of thing, it may not be looking so good for Republicans. But it's not just the president and his manner or the issues that he's dealing with personally, but it's the policies and it's the things that can't be hidden from people in their everyday lives. The price of milk, the price of bread, the price of gas, the interest rates to buy a new home. Everywhere you look, it's a total disaster, and they can't hide that. So, yeah, they're going to go vote.
Well, it's official now. Elon Musk is the owner of Twitter, and all of the libs are just having a meltdown over it.
Well, sure, they thought maybe it'll never really happen or stuff like that. But, you know, Captain, it's going to be very interesting to see exactly how that platform changes and evolves at this point. It could be, is it going to be the Wild West all over again? I don't necessarily think so. But it certainly is going to perhaps go back to the foundational promise that people thought that it had when it originally emerged. So we'll see.
Now, you know who Katie Hobbs is, right?
Right. She's. I'm trying to get
the Democratic candidate for governor in Arizona.
Okay, Arizona. That's right. Arizona.
All right. Well, she has blamed Carrie Lake, her GOP opponent, for the campaign headquarters burglary that we heard about. However, a police arrest busts that narrative all to pieces because they did arrest someone who they believe is responsible.
Well, that's why you don't want to run out and speak too soon on things like that when there's an open investigation, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to jump to some kind of conclusion because you could look pretty stupid as a result of that. Let the police do their work. If it turns out that somebody did something and it all can be connected, well, then you can crow about all that stuff. But in the meantime, let the authorities do their job.
Well, I'm not too impressed with Katie Hobbs, and I believe that she keeps shooting herself in the feet. I can't see her winning the Democratic. I can't see her winning the governor's seat as a Democrat. I just can't see it.
Right, right. Well, I think a lot of Democrats, either incumbent or otherwise, are going to be. We may see some real surprises come November the 8th.
Now,
in different states where you may not expect it.
Now, Twitter is going to be delisted on the New York Stock Exchange. Did you hear that?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, and Elon Musk is going to become the CEO and reverse the permanent bans that are there. One of them that I believe he's going to reverse is going to be the one on Donald Trump.
Right, and we will see if, how Trump wants to handle that. I mean, does he want to go back to tweeting on Twitter, or does he want to continue to promote Truth Social? My money is that he'll probably stay on Truth Social for a time.
Both.
Maybe as he assesses, yeah, what's going on with Twitter. Yeah.
He'll do both. That's my prediction. He'll do both.
Yeah.
Now, the legendary Georgia football coach who just a couple days ago, came out and endorsed Herschel Walker. The legendary Georgia football coach, Vince Dooley, passed away at the age of 90 yesterday.
Yes, very sad, absolutely. But an interesting thing that he, one of his last things that he ever did was to endorse Herschel Walker, and I'm sure that it carried a lot of weight because I know that he was very beloved.
Yes, and he had won the national championship several times, so it wasn't like as if it was his first rodeo. And he was very well respected, and I had a great deal of fondness for him, too, because I never saw him getting into a bunch of trouble with the players and some of the stuff that we saw from some of these other coaches. He seemed to respect and love his players very much.
And that's very important and very rare to some degree, too.
Now, Tom and Giselle, we're talking about the Bradys, the Brady Bunch. Have filed for divorce and joint custody of their kids. Brady says that this is his last year playing football. That's all we know about it so far. To be continued here as the Bucks turn. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'm coming back with more.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers are reacting to the home invasion of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's California home that led to an assault on her 82-year-old husband, Paul. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul says on Fox News, everyone needs to relax and tone down the rhetoric.
The tone has to calm down. I think the rhetoric is becoming so divisive and inflamed in this country. And I see it when I go back home. Just the anger and the hatred over one side of the aisle versus the other.
Utah's bid to host an upcoming Olympics may be helped by a decision made Thursday by Vancouver. Officials there announced they're no longer supporting a bid to bring the Winter Olympics to Canada in 2030. That leaves Salt Lake City and Sapporo, Japan, as the only cities still in the running for the Games. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
All right. Thank you very much, Jeff. And before I get back to my conversation with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, I want to remind everybody that this portion of the program, this segment, is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, I've been telling you about Relief Factor for over 8 years, and I tell you about it because it works. And there are millions of people, in fact, some say over 100 million people, struggling with some kind of pain. Maybe from exercise, maybe from getting older, maybe from an old injury, whatever the situation is. But I do know that the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot are on a mission. That mission is simple. It's to get you out of pain and make you more comfortable. And so far they're succeeding, at least with the people that I run across that ask me about the product. And I will have some of that product with me today when I'm at the gun show in Largo, so you can come and see what it looks like. And those are the 1995 sample bags that I have with me. So if you're interested, you'll see it, and you can purchase it right there and get started and save yourself some money right off the bat. But if you're in pain, folks, if you're in pain, I'm telling you, this product works for me, and it will work for you. It most certainly will. So, ReliefFactor.com/Captain, ReliefFactor.com/Captain. One more time, ReliefFactor.com/Captain is a website to go to and give it a try and see what happens. It's only $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. You'll take it, follow the instructions, and you'll know at the end of 3 weeks whether or not it's going to work for you. And I'm telling you, it does work. It has worked. And a lot of people swear by it right now. So, ReliefFactor.com/Captain. Go over there, try it, and see what happens. Because Kyle will say, what, Kyle?
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. Bingo. Okay, well, you know, speaking of pain, former President Donald Trump lost an appeal
to keep 6 years of his income tax records shielded from the House Ways and Means Committee amidst the longstanding battle between the Democratic-led House and Trump and about his financial records. Now, I don't blame him because I think that that should have been able to have been kept secret or private. I guess would be a better word, not necessarily secret, but private, because it's nobody's business but his.
Well, I agree. There's been a tradition where presidential candidates will release their tax returns, but it's not a have-to thing, although I know that some states that want to, they've made, either made legislation or going to make legislation saying that you'd have to do such a thing. But you're right. It is a private matter in that sense, but this was the full U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit that actually declined now to revisit this whole thing for President Trump. But my question is, Captain, is that now that they will see the tax returns, will they find the secret Russia collusion that we were all told was somehow listed in the tax returns? All you need to do is get Trump's tax returns and you get the secret Russian collusion as a bonus. I don't think it's in there.
I doubt it because I believe the collusion is going to be found elsewhere on the other side of the aisle, because a judge ordered White House officials to answer questions under oath about the alleged collusion with social media to censor free speech, as well as the Soviet thing and the Chinese thing, and that's where I think the collusion is.
Well, sure, but it just goes to show that in politics, especially coming from the Democrat Party elite, they will say anything. Like, for example, all we need to do is get Trump's tax returns, and you'll see the secret Russian collusion. It's all in there. It's always another thing. It's like trying to find Bigfoot or something like that. Oh no, well, we're going to find him this week. We got the evidence now. And by the way, not knocking anybody who goes out looking for Bigfoot. I hope they find him, and I'm always interested to know more. But it's always something else with the Democrat Party elite, especially when in regards to Donald Trump.
Now, the MRC and Google, the MRC has been accusing Google of manipulating the GOP campaign websites and the search results and interfering in the democratic process. Have you heard that?
Well, that's right. Yeah, this is Brent Bozell in the Media Research Center. It's MRC. Exactly. This is, I don't think people disbelieve that at all.
Now, also, the Democrats out there are discriminating and denying the Hispanic Republican Congress woman who is the one from Texas that just got elected over there. I forget her name, but she was denied membership into the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, which, if it's there for everybody, how come she can't get in?
Well, I think, and remember the old signs that used to say Irish need not apply. I guess it means Republicans need not apply, and it's really, really sad, isn't it, Captain? That this is happening, because if it's called the Hispanic Caucus, well, wait a minute, is it only the Democrat Hispanic Caucus? Americans don't take kindly to that. And by the way, I think it's Representative Flores, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Myra Flores. Yeah.
Now, are you going to play the lottery tonight?
I might.
$825 million as of last night.
Yep. Why, that's amazing, isn't it?
Wow. Yep. So $825 million. Mm-hmm.
Well, the biggest problem in the world if you won the lottery would be, do you want to take a one-time lump sum payment or do you want an annuity?
Well, this is your friend here. This is your friend here, the captain. And if you win, just remember, I just want $1 million. I'll just take $1 million. That's it.
That's right.
That'll take care of me quite nicely for the rest of my life. And if I want to go live on a mountaintop and down in South America, I can do that. Costa Rica.
That's right. Or you could find your lottery dream home. And people who like the home channels will know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Now, the 2022 World Series started up last night. we had quite a finish, or quite a start and quite a finish. The Philadelphia Phillies came roaring back, and they won that game by one run, 6-5.
Yeah, very, very, very close game, exciting, and here we go.
We're didn't start that way.
Nope, but we're off to the World Series, and I think it's going to be interesting to see where the support is for these two particular teams.
Who's your team?
Well, I gotta admit, I think I'm rooting for the Phillies here.
Yeah, I know I am.
Mm-hmm.
I know I am. I want to see if they can do it because I just like the makeup of the team. Plus, I've seen them play because they have their winter homes right here in St. Pete.
Really? Very cool.
Yeah, they do. Now, there's blackouts again that are back in Kiev in the Ukraine. The Ukraine war has taken up multiple fronts, and a report from Ukraine is that they are without power. They're rationing power, turning it on, turning it off, that sort of thing. And there's another report that came out yesterday. I don't know if you saw it, but they say they have shot down more than 300 drones. The Ukrainian military has shot down more than 300 drones that have been fired at them.
That's really something. I guess it begs the question, how fast can Iran continue to produce drones to give to Russia?
As quickly as they can move.
Yep, well, exactly. But again, here we go. We see that the Ukrainian forces are able to stave off and inflict these kinds of big this kind of big damage on the Russian forces, especially when it comes to something as sophisticated and expensive as drones.
Well, all I can say is keep it up.
That's right. Keep going.
Keep it up. We're there for you. And let's see. What was it in Airport 1965? Remember the movie with Leslie Nielsen? Keep it up, boys. You're doing a good job.
That's right. Yeah, airplane. Yeah.
Keep it up, boys. You're doing a good job.
And he was so good. The kind of control you have to have to have done what he did, the way he did it, is just phenomenal. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely hilarious. Okay. Well, let me see here. I'm looking at my clock. We're going to be getting the music here in just a second. So I want to remind everybody, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle, give us your website real quick.
Thanks, Captain. Yes, it's KyleWarrenShow.com.
And, of course, we're going to be doing the Truckers Highway and Byway Report when we come back, and then you're going to take a little break, and we'll have Ron Edwards on top of the hour. So don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a lot more to talk about. It's a very busy, busy night on the Radio here, and I'll be back. Don't go nowhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Rod Stewart, Kyle. Rod Stewart. Hot Legs. That was your request, by the way.
Yeah, I love it. That's a great song.
I wonder why you wanted to hear that song.
Well, no comment. But I got to tell you, Rod Stewart, of course, you know, made a lot of great records and still going strong today. He does some different kinds of music now, but he really, in fact, the classics that he's done are really great. You really ought to check them out.
Oh, I know him. I got a lot of his stuff and I listen to it quite a bit, so you don't need to tell me. All right, well, we're going to read the weather statement here and then turn it loose. A strong system will once again bring strong to isolated severe thunderstorms into the central Gulf Coast region. Matter of fact, there's some stuff out there right now over in the panhandle of Florida over towards Texas and then back around towards Mexico. So it's out there already starting to churn itself up. There'll be locally heavy patches of rain that could cause some flash flooding, and it'll extend from the Gulf Coast into the Mid-South later on in the day and later on the weekend. Now, a powerful Gulf storm is also coming down again from Alaska. We ought to see that probably Monday or Tuesday of next week. And we do have some snow in the mountain passes out there tonight out west, and you're going to go ahead and tell us about it, so go ahead.
Well, that's right, Captain. As you mentioned, we do have some storms coming towards Southern California. They're actually coming as well in the form of atmospheric rivers, and it looks like they're going to be back-to-back as we head into the middle of next week. So as we get through this weekend, should be pretty good until we get into the middle of next week. We've got 3 to 6 inches of rain coming here, in, as I said, with those atmospheric rivers. Maybe for Portland, a little bit of rain perhaps, a little bit over the weekend, but also starting back in again on Monday and Tuesday, for example. Then as we're taking a look, for example, at Seattle, looks like we've got a little bit of respite as we go through Saturday, but Sunday is going to start in some rain and into next week as well. So you want to be aware of that. Now, the good news is there's more water coming our way. The bad news is it's not really going to make it to Southern California where I am, but it is probably going to impact the Bay Area with a lot of rain. So we'll see how that turns out. Some of the models, they're still kind of looking at to predict exactly where it's going to come along there. But up near I-80 near Reno tonight in Nevada, we do have basically warnings about early season winter storm. It's going to bring some gusty winds, also snowfall and very cold temperatures as we get into next week as well. We don't have a lot of other weather warnings on the map tonight. We do have some high winds up in northern Montana, and right now in terms of rain, the only rain that we're really seeing right now is going to be down the Roseburg area in Oregon along Interstate 5, and this is going to be just north of Medford, Oregon. So if you're trucking out there, be careful of that as well. And right, we are seeing some of the snow in those mountain passes, so be careful out there this weekend.
Well, yeah, and we're going to see that snow now for probably the rest of the winter. Now, up there around, let's see, Montana, over by the Indian Reservation, the Crow Indian Reservation, you do have a winter storm warning up in there right now, so be advised of that. And, of course, the only weather that we've got to talk about over here on the east side right now would be some rain, some fog. We've got rain in Connecticut, Massachusetts, the lower part of Rhode Island, and then we've got fog up in the lower part, halfway up through Maine, right there along I-95, following the road up through that way. And then we got a little bit of bad weather around Long Island. Looks like some fog there at the moment. There is fog up and down the eastern seaboard and over there around Chesapeake Bay and out onto the eastern part of Rhode Island, of Massachusetts, Virginia. I'll get right in a minute. Of Virginia, where you've got not only some cooler temperatures, but you've got some moisture there to be concerned about because it's raining on and off, and it looks like it'll be doing that during the course of the weekend. We also got from Savannah, Georgia, down to about Jacksonville. We've got some rain there, got some wind there as well. And then, of course, over, as I said, from about just west of Tallahassee, all the way across to Houston, and then down along the coastline, hit or miss all the way down over the coastline to Mexico. So be advised of that. And that storm that was there the other day that was actually, we thought, going to be a hurricane is so big that I'm not concerned about it now because the weather service can't seem to keep track of it, the Mexican weather service. So all we know is that it came out of Mexico. It's moving towards us. And you'll just have to keep your eyes on it to make sure if it does develop that you're not surprised when you see whatever happens. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right. Yep.
Yep. Now, I want to mention one other little thing here, and that is the fact that coming up next hour, we're going to have our good friend Ron Edwards on. And again, this is the weekend show, so don't be afraid about that. And I expect to hear from him what's going on down on the border. We'll see. We'll see.
I know. Well, that's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And I'd be interested to see what he thinks of Tudor Dixon's chances in the primaries because Ron's in Michigan.
Yeah, I do want to hear that.
In the primaries, I should say midterms and the governor's race. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, I do want to hear that. And I'd love to hear somebody tell me that Whitmer's on her way out.
Yeah, but I think if it would be anything, it would be pretty close. I think she does enjoy a lot of support, regardless of a lot of the stuff that went on, especially during the pandemic and the lockdowns and all the stuff that she did, all the draconian stuff.
Yep, and we can only hope that cooler heads will prevail right now and she'll be able to have a way to straighten this mess out. All right, well, let's see here. We should have the music coming in here pretty quick. So, I got about 30. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, we don't want to forget the Trucker Highway and Byway Reports brought to you by the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers.
Yes, it is.
Find out. That's right. And you can find them at pilotflyingj.com.
And don't forget that the newer Pilot and Flying J's that have been revamped have got a better television system. You can watch TV from your truck. Don't even have to go inside. And they've also got a much better food system. They've added some new things to the menu. You'll find out about it when you get there. I'm not going to spoil the surprise until they tell me I can, but I personally will be at a grand opening for a Pilot Flying J here in the next month, in November, over there, and we'll see how we can make all that come together. All right, well, Kyle.
Cool.
Yep, it will be. Okay, well, Kyle, I will let you go, and I will be right back with more right after the top of the hour news and Ron Edwards, too. So don't go anywhere. I am the Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch on a Saturday morning when we record this live so you can hear it wherever you're at. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain Matt Bruce.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.